From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns concludes a message entitled, Faith, the Protection of the Family, part of a series of studies in Hebrews chapter 11. Here, Dr. Cairns is calling our attention to the faith of Moses' parents in the face of Pharaoh's edict to destroy all the male Hebrew babies. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. Before he comes, please enjoy this devotional thought taken from Faith's Checkbook by C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, One Look from the Lord. The text is in Judges chapter 6 and verse 14. And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? What a look was that which the Lord gave to Gideon! He looked him out of his discouragements into a holy bravery. If our look to the Lord saves us, what will not his look at us do? Lord, look on me this day, and nerve me for its duties and conflicts. What a word was this which Jehovah spoke to Gideon? Go! He must not hesitate. He might have answered, What, go in all this weakness? But the Lord put that word out of court by saying, Go in this thy might. The Lord had looked might into him, and he had now nothing to do but to use it and save Israel by smiting the Midianites. It may be that the Lord has more to do by me than I ever dreamed of. If he has looked upon me, he has made me strong. Let me by faith exercise the power with which he has entrusted me. He never bids me idle away my time in this my might. Far from it. I must go, because he strengthens me. What a question is that which the Lord puts to me, even as he put it to Gideon. Have not I sent thee? Yes, Lord, thou hast sent me, and I will go in thy strength. At thy command I go, and going, I am assured that thou wilt conquer by me.
We are not the day.
Among the great classics of Christian literature, A.W. Tozer's The Pursuit of God is remarkable for its impact on the lives of countless believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. The product of a lifelong passion for knowing God in an intimate, soul-refreshing relationship, this small volume exposes the roadblocks that keep us from fully knowing God, reveals our responsibility of the pursuit, and ultimately leads us into the very presence of God Himself. Some of the chapter titles include Following Hard After God, Restoring the Creator-Creature Relation, and The Sacrament of Living. As you read and study Tozer's penetrating insights, you will learn the meaning of Paul's words in Philippians 3, verse 10, that I may know Him. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to offer complete reprints of this timeless devotional help free of charge. For your copy of The Pursuit of God, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you prefer regular mail, simply write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your free copy of The Pursuit of God, and we'll be glad to provide it.
Thank you.
In this message entitled Faith, the Protection of the Family, Dr. Cairns has been focusing on verse 23 of Hebrews 11, which deals with the faith of Moses' parents. In the face of Pharaoh's command that all male Hebrew children were to be slain, Moses' parents first hid the new baby for 3 months. Then they placed him in an ark of bulrushes, abandoning him to the mercy of God. Dr. Cairns has shown how Moses' parents sought to exercise a godly influence on their son as long as they possibly could. Their faith in God gave them courage to disobey the king's command, providing an important lesson in the relationship between Christians and the civil government. Further, it was in the providence of God that caused Pharaoh's daughter to find Moses. God provides, protects, and prepares those whom he intends to use in his service. Moses was brought up in Pharaoh's court, but it was God who endowed him to carry out the ministry to which he was called as the deliverer of Israel. Some would say that Moses' parents failed because they didn't keep him themselves. But the lesson is that God underscores the faith, not the failures of his people. It's never a mistake to give your children to God. Now here is Dr. Cairns to conclude this message called Faith, the Protection of the Family.
You get the notion from preachers that unless you're perfect, God is just about to hit you over the head. And he's about to trip you up, and he's about to negate all that you've ever done, unless you're perfect. And there are so many Christians living under the guilt that they're not perfect. Now, I want us to strive for perfection. The fact that we can't be perfect is no reason why we wouldn't want to be perfect. Murray McShane's prayer, God, make me as holy as it is possible for a saved sinner to be, is a good prayer for every Christian. We should want to be holy. But the general tenor of a Christian's life is godliness. The general tenor is that he lives by faith in Jesus Christ. Now his faith falters, the strongest faith falters. But you'll see again and again that the Lord comes to undergird you in those times. The Lord would encourage you. The Lord notes the faith rather than the feelings. The world does the very opposite. Do you ever notice that? Let a man serve God for 50 years. Let him do mighty exploits of faith. And let him then have a blemish on his record as far as the public goes by one failure. And forever afterwards the world will focus on the failure and try to do away with all the faith. The Lord does the very opposite. He puts the failure under the blood, and he exalts the faith as an expression of the grace of God. Because you see, though faith may falter, it never dies. And even if the Puritan preacher's right, and these people acted in fear, I believe there was yet faith in their fear. I believe that because Moses' mother sent his sister down to keep watch. See what would become of him. I believe that because God overruled. And you'll see the providence and the sovereignty of God in this. He was placed in an ark by the river's edge. Down comes Pharaoh's daughter. First sign of God's providence. She's the first one who comes. You know, humanly speaking, if you're talking about chances and probabilities and possibilities, not that God deals in those things at all, but if you're talking like that, an Egyptian taskmaster could have come by that way. Any one of 100,000 Egyptians could have come that way. The chances of Moses surviving, humanly speaking, were very, very limited. But you see, God is not limited to human chances. First mark of providence, the first one to come, was Pharaoh's daughter. Then notice, And she brought the child and looked at him. The babe wept. The babe wept. And God used the tears of a 3-month-old baby to melt the heart of a heathen princess and turn the course of history. The Lord overruled it. Do you see that little girl standing back there, watching on behalf of a mother who's back home waiting for news? You see that little girl? You see her rush forward? Can I help get this child looked after? My God intervenes, and God honors the faith that placed Moses in his hand. He gave the mother back her child. He even gave her a state pension for looking after that child. Of course, in Britain, every mother gets a state pension for looking after her child, believe it or not. Started in Egypt. She got a state pension for rearing Moses. God honored her faith. In these days, and I said I would maybe get the gas pedal down and get through all 7 verses. Well, you can see I got the gas pedal down, but it's stuck. Before I could get it any further. So we'll finish with this preparation today. But in these days, parents are taking a tremendous battering. And every jumped up nutcase of a third-rate psychologist wants to keep on hammering parents with this principle, that principle, and the other principle, and the million and one ways in which you can fail. There are many common sense things that parents have to do. I mean, I'm not going to tell you have faith in Christ, but don't take the trouble to make sure your child scrubs behind his ears. I mean, there are common sense things you've got to do. But you do them with your eyes on the Lord. And I would say this to you. Never doubt your God. Never doubt the goodness and the grace of your God. And the Jehovah who gave you your Moses will keep him and save him and use him. God gave that little one to you by faith. You Christian parents, have a look at that child. Don't get so wrapped up in your parental pride because of his weight or his size or his color of eyes or of color, his color of hair. He can be beautiful. All parents look on their children as beautiful. Not a thing wrong with that. But don't get so wrapped up in that you become a proud fool. Look on that child through the eyes of God. See him, as Stephen said, as beautiful to God. By faith in what that Bible says regarding you and that little one. Hide him! There's a world of pharaohs out there to destroy him. There are forces that will bring him to hell. Hide him. Encompass that child within the protection of your faith in your God. Let us denounce once and for all the heresy that has been spawned out of truth. The truth that you must accept Christ personally as your Savior should not be allowed to produce the heresy that children are never benefited and brought to Christ through their parents' faith. when Old Testament believers circumcised their children, whose faith was in operation? Not the baby's faith. The child had no faith. It had no mentality to think, to trust, or anything else. It was the parents' faith, and God honored it. Never forget that. Hide that child in the arms of your faith. Bring that child day and daily to your God. Make sure by every power that is in you that Pharaoh doesn't get his filthy hands on it. Make sure of that. Now, if you let Pharaoh babysit your children and just to give you a few hours comfort, though I must say it's a strange notion of comfort that mothers and fathers must have liberty and freedom from their own children. But just to give you a few hours worldly relaxation, that you day by day and systematically set your little ones in front of the box and let the world babysit your children and brainwash your children, don't be too surprised when the hand of Pharaoh reaches in and steals your children. Hide them from Pharaoh. Keep his hands off them. Do it in faith, not in the rigors of just a mere legalism. Do it in faith. I'm not going over what I said last week, but God has given a covenant engagement to his people, and the God of the covenant will not ever be found false to the covenant promise that he has made. If you're saved, your family is not like the rest of the world. If you're saved, your children are not like the children of the heathen. Oh, they need to be saved. But they're within the external bond of the covenant of God and of grace in his church. God is telling you, hide those children. Exercise faith in the promise of God. Never doubt your God, and he will not fail you. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid by his parents because a mother and a father protected a little one from satanic influence. God made him a monarch among men who delivered his nation. That's the excitement of being in the Christian work, the Christian home. I don't often use the word excitement. As you'll know, in spiritual things, I don't like that. We had an exciting meeting. It usually means that a carnal, fleshly get-together. Nothing more. But that is the exciting things about being in the Christian work, Christian ministry, and Christian homes. God can have a Moses in this congregation lying in some mother's arms. God can have a Whitfield or a Spurgeon or an Edwards, Martin Luther. God can have a world-shaking preacher in your home. I don't know what God intends for your little one, but I simply tell you, do what Moses' parents did. By faith, give him up to God in Christ. And he'll do the best possible thing with him, for him, and through him. May God bless his word to all our hearts for his name's sake.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.